clients and beloved friends of mine that will struggle and feel the pain of that. None of that changes. I'm still going to get old. I'm still going to face death. What changes is that you can magnetize more good. You can allow in more ease, more abundance, more joy if you're consistently in that frequency. But all the other stuff still exists.
And if you magnetize toward joy and ease, doesn't that, in essence, make your life easier?
It makes it feel easier.
I
think you're splitting hairs.
Because I could tell my story differently and have you feel sorry for me.
To a certain extent, like the interior, the way that you relate to life and the, where you're at, yeah, it does change external circumstances. Like I glanced at a sign today outside this Christian school or something that said prayer changes outcomes, or prayer affects outcomes. And I was thinking they were speaking in relation to like maybe these kids in school, praying that might help them to achieve better in life or something along those lines.
And here's the part I differ from a lot of metaphysical teachers. I would say it doesn't matter how spiritual you get, if you don't have good life skills, it's hard.
I mean, you're saying the big things are always going to be there. There's going to be pain.
Absolutely. I think that our approach is going to be, instead of being reactive, you're going to be more proactive to that. We're still going to experience,
everything.
For example, you had to pay $5,700 of foundation work. Before, it might have been like, oh my God, did it. Now it'd be like, oh, okay, well, the foundation has to be. Yeah, I'm grateful. And it just kind of changes your whole reactiveness.
But here's the thing, if you don't really get clear on this, you waste a lot of time thinking you're getting it wrong. There's still going to be traffic. There's still going to be taxes. There's still going to be unfair things. You're on a planet with a lot of people. Evolution takes as long as it takes. But there are many people who aren't on a spiritual path, who aren't on a metaphysical path, who aren't on a religious path, and they have all the life experiences too, and some feel good and some don't. But for those of us who are seeking and awakened, yes, you get to feel better in your own personal journey. But you don't get to one up God or the divine plan. Whatever you're here to experience, pretty much going to show up. You can attract more ease. You can attract more peace. But basically, on the outside, it pretty much looks all the same. You can also attract more anger. You can also attract more chaos.
And in that very definition, if you're attracting more chaos or more anger...
But some people are comfortable with that.
Well, maybe so, but I'm just saying, for me, let's say, mm-hmm. if I were attracting more anger and chaos, I wouldn't be as happy. I would not like that as much. I would much rather attract peace and like-minded people into my life, and I think that the more... I practice that, the more I would, and it makes for a better life.
Wasn't that why we're tapping?
Yes, but actually, in my perception, you're talking about two different things. You're talking about developing a different consciousness level. Because the people who know you and have known you for a long time can maybe see that you're happier. It doesn't mean they're going to choose to ask you, well, what are you doing? Can I do it too?
Yeah, I think sometimes we could be doing all the right things, but for some reason, why are we not happy? Why are we not recognizing our accomplishments? So I think by tapping and magnifying and feeling good, the consciousness thing. Because in my life, I've experienced, on the outside, I'm doing relatively well, but on the inside, I'm remembering other things.
Oh, so it was a good night for you to come. And so, yeah, guys, really, if you could just play with this idea, I promise you, it would track you a little bit. It's not the outside. How do you feel on the inside? Are you making the choices that give you a better feeling? If you really get focused on that, you'll align to feeling good, and that's when you start magnetizing more that feels good. But what feels good to each of us is different.
So what you're saying?
So you just kind of said that.
What you're saying is that the over the last say last 10 years, the improvements in my life are strictly in how I look at my life rather than the actual.
Yeah, you still had to replace all your plumbing.
But it was your plumbing.
And didn't you tell me you just got upset about something and caught yourself and said, well, how funny is this?
Yeah, I did.
All the triggers are still there is what I'm saying. It's just that you're not as reactive because you're busy choosing. You choose so often. Like when you're meditating, the payoff isn't in the silent mind so much. The payoff is in that you keep choosing to try to be in silent mind. Okay. Isn't that funny?
Yeah.
You know, in anything humans do, the payoff comes as a side effect of the consistent repetition of something. But in for some reason, in spiritual journey, we all think it's kind of all or nothing. I'm all there or I'm not there. But if you were to like really get focused on, oh, look, I'm making the choices, I'm practicing my way there, you would go faster. Does that make better sense?
Yeah,
and
I
you
guess,
can't quantify easier.
No, I guess you can. And I think I have this perception that my life was tougher.
To you, it was.
5 or 6 or 10 years ago. But maybe that's just, not real, but maybe it's just how I view it. Maybe it's just as tough. It's just that I don't see it that way.
And you constantly make choices to not see it that way. And yes, vibrational law is you can attract more ease and peace. But what I'm wanting to make very clear to you to help you on this journey, it's the only reason I want to give it to you, is that if you don't question the perceptions you have, they can really slow you down. Like having a headache, you could think, oh my God, they're back. And then from there, you can spiral way down. Like, what am I doing wrong? Why didn't it work, right? Or you did a great job. You're like, I'm gonna figure this out. You made some kind of mental choice and a bunch of choices, and you came to look at that. This is in reaction to me making judgment. Well, now you can go a step further, and what's the story you wanna tell about that? How cool is that? I have a built-in warning system to not get off track. Yes, you feel better, but you can't really measure that. But the part that people haven't looked at is, what does better mean?
It's very individual.
Yeah, it's very private and internal. I feel hugely successful in my life. I feel humbled and profoundly grateful for the things that I have accomplished in my life. But to somebody who doesn't know me and just looks at the outside of my life, it's not that impressive. It's all, you know, it's whatever you want to make it. But that's true of you too. So why not try for your next year? What if you only came from the perception that, wow, look how much I'm accomplishing, without comparing it to anything in a bad way? You would go faster. So it's kind of like, was there anything Anoush could have done spiritually to not fall? You know, that's kind of the question, right? Chicken or the egg? Hey, if that was part of his experience, there's so much we don't control or understand. It's not, you don't get protection from life. It's just you know how to be in it in a way that makes you feel good. That's all. Yeah, you wouldn't wish it on anybody, right?
Yeah, sure.
But it's giving you an opportunity to play in a whole different arena. Who are you in big physical pain? And you know it'll end. Mm-hmm. At some point, you'll be fine again. You'll work
right.
It out and doing great.
Right.
And so it's a shift in the mind. Quit focusing on the end result and just saying, oh, I get another choice. Oh, I get another choice. Oh, I get to work through this. Oh, I'm being challenged in this. Let me see how I come through it. If you could focus there, you'll have faster results in the feeling good part. Does that make sense? Because bottom line is just what you feel.
And that in turn, I guess, it's not like you were like kind of when you said magnetize. I mean, I feel that way. When you change internally the way that you relate to everything, and just you change internally, yeah, you can influence. External events can be influenced to be more beneficial for you in your experience than if you're going through life unconsciously. If you're going...
Well, let's play with money for a minute. Mm-hmm. So there are people who have a lot of money, but they live in scarcity. And there are people who don't have a lot of money and they live in scarcity. And there are people who have very little money and live very abundantly in their minds and with great gratitude in their minds. And there are people who have a lot of money and do great, great things with it. So is money related to scarcity or generosity? My cousin was telling me about a relative who has a lot of money, and she says, well, I think that it has, I forget the word she used. Anyway, made them, corrupted them. I'm like, that's so funny. Money doesn't corrupt people. Thoughts do. Money in and of itself is benign. It's just an exchange form. And there are people who are corrupt who have no money. And there are people corrupt who have millions of dollars. And there are people who are outrageously generous and live on the tiniest incomes. And there are people who have millions of dollars and are outrageously generous.
For people that are surrounded by so much family, but yet they feel alone, and then you have that one person that's on their own, but they feel so
loved
and loved, and they have all these people. And
yeah. So in the end, all it is it's a big head game to play it well. And there are some rules to that. So if you really embrace, oh, I'm aware of the choice, you could speed things up for you. I'm not telling you anything you haven't learned, just telling it to you in a different way. Because it came up in the tech, the choice. Oh, look, I get to be challenged and choose it as well. Make sense? And so yes, my perception is that I magnetize more good to me, but I don't really know that that's true.
Oh.
I just know that I'm happy.
Right, yeah, I feel that that is true.
But I really don't know. That I wouldn't be living at the same income level I'm living at just because...
But you're relating it all to income. You're
I'm using that for an example.
Yeah.
And, you know, I perceive that I'm healthier and look better, feel better. So is that really true or am I creating it in my thoughts? Is that
I think it's true because our thoughts affect...
It's
our
true
hormones,
that you're creating more.
Cortisol, it affects our body, stress does. If we can empower ourselves, look at things more empowering, then we are going to be healthier and calmer.
And pretty
bingo.
Yeah,
and
pretty
good. If you do that over and over and over and over again.
Yes, because we can get addicted to this negative thinking. Can't we?
I think that's the natural state.
It is a natural state, isn't it? So it's like we're just overcoming this, trying to overcome this natural state.
Yeah, so it comes in, and they have to deal with a human mind. That's where the challenge is. And a human body. And there are dense energies.
Your spiritual beings having their physical journey.
But I promise you, if you take your focus off of... It should look a certain way because I'm doing the work. And just put it on, oh, what if I just focus on the choices I make consistently all day? You will create more success for yourself. But it's really hard. Humans like jump. It's all or nothing. I'm getting it right or I'm getting it wrong. It's easy or it's hard. I'm there or it's a long way away. But if you really get focused, like, oh, look, here's another choice I can make. You will speed things up for yourself. And all the rest of it, yeah, we could split hairs or we could, I mean, but how could you prove it, right?
Yeah, I guess I like to get into the philosophical discussion of that. But I mean, I was just trying to decide, like, I was trying to decipher what you were saying, as opposed to what you were saying.
Yeah, and see, I've never taught that you create your reality.
Or,
I'm only teaching
if,
you create your perception.
Or if you're arguing against any type of
Free will is only a gift you get to use if you're willing to fight for it. That is a quote from the movie The Adjustment Bureau, and I love that quote. Because I've had many an argument with colleagues about free will.
I mean, it's interesting. I mean, people.
Say again, Helen, free will is what?
Is a gift that you only get to use if you're willing to fight for it.
Mm-hmm. And sacrifice for it?
I don't think there's sacrifice in it. Well, you might have to sacrifice suffering, but not sacrifice the way I interpret the word.
Okay.